from what I'm reading, and the claim that many are making is that the only thing that came out of the dicastery on July 2nd, 2026, that has legal force concerning the consecration of bishops by the SSPX is the decree itself and not the explanatory note. The Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith issued two documents, a decree and an explanatory note. This is important because all of the scary stuff comes from the explanatory note and not the decree. The decree states, "I therefore declare for all legal purposes that both the aforementioned Bishop Alphonse de Galarreta and Pascal Schreiber, Michael Goldaddy, Michel Poinsettia de Sèvres, and Marc Hanapierre have incurred ipso facto the laetae sententia excommunication reserved to the Apostolic See. That Bishop Bernard Fillet, having directly participated in the liturgical celebration as a co-consecrator, thus publicly adhering to the schismatic act, has incurred the laetae sententia excommunication provided for by canon law. Clerics and lay faithful are warned not to adhere to the schism of the priestly society of St. Pius X because they would ipso facto incur the penalty of laetae sententia excommunication." So the decree states that the six bishops are said to have incurred a laetae sententia excommunication for consecrating bishops without papal mandate according to canon law, and the clergy of the society as well as the faithful are warned about formal adherence to the schism. And that's it. Everything else you've heard about, the clergy of the society and the faithful that attend actually being excommunicated, comes from the explanatory note, which, according to this claim, has no legal force. Now, I showed in my last video that if you follow the conditions laid out in the explanatory note, it amounts to basically nothing, essentially, because this is all done through automatic excommunications according to canon law, including the excommunications of the bishops in canons 1323 and 1324 state that if a person violates the law out of necessity, even if a state of necessity does not exist, but the person thinks that it does, there is to be no penalty, or the penalty is to be lessened, but it specifically says that a laetae sententia penalty cannot be applied. But according to this claim, the priests, religious of the society, and the faithful have not been declared to be excommunicated, only the bishops, which again, canon law itself exonerates, but only the bishops are said to be excommunicated in the decree. But here's where it gets interesting. The removal of the faculties granted to SSPX clergy by Pope Francis is done through the explanatory note, not the decree. And the explanatory note has no legal force, only the decree. Also, the faculties were given directly from the Pope through an apostolic letter, and they have to be removed with the same force. In other words, the prefect of the Dicastery of the Doctrine of Faith does not have the authority to take away what the Pope put in place. It would have to be Pope Leo that does it. Now, is all of this true? I don't know. I would say that the claim that only the decree has legal force and the explanatory note does not is probably true. And since the removal of faculties for confession for SSPX priest was done through the explanatory note and not the decree, the faculties for confession are still intact. If nothing else, it leaves enough reasonable doubt that supplied jurisdiction by common error would certainly cover it and make the absolution valid if it's not true. Now, on a practical note, I received a text message from a lady I know who is a Third Order Carmelite with the SSPX who attends a diocesan Latin Mass. She told me that she can no longer take communion. She was told that by the priest. So they are certainly acting like the explanatory note is binding. I pointed out to her, and I'm pointing out to you, that 3 days ago she could take communion, and today she can't. What did she do within the last 3 days that got her excommunicated? Nothing. How can the actions of another person cause you to be excommunicated without warning? They warned the bishops. They did not warn us. Not that it would have mattered that to most of us, but think about this. A person is able to receive communion one day, then because of the actions of another person whom they have no control over, the next day they cannot because they are excommunicated. The witch hunt has begun. It's time to take sides. We can no longer sit on the fence. And that's not me saying that. That's the Vatican, and that's Fernandez saying it. It's not just priests who wish to return to the mainstream church who will have to jump through hoops. It's us, the faithful, as well. If a person has regularly attended Mass with the SSPX, something that last Sunday was allowed, you basically have to present yourself, and they will determine whether or not you formally adhere to the schism. And if they say that you do, you have to sign a profession of faith, and your bishop has to formally welcome you back. Like, you have to go through a ritual. By the way, they're doing this because they're scared. All of this backfired on them last time with the first consecrations in 1988. Just excommunicating the bishops didn't stop people from going to the SSPX. The SSPX grew. So this time they're going after all of us. The Church of Mercy is being very draconian. I'm not going to judge anyone for the decision they make on this. You do what you feel is right, but I can tell you what this is going to look like for me. I do attend the Novus Ordo from time to time because my father, who is 80 years old, wants to go to the Saturday evening Mass, and someone has to take him, which is me. He won't go to the Latin Mass. I've tried, and I will continue to take him to the Novus Ordo. I just won't take communion. I also routinely go to confession with both Novus Ordo priests as well as SSPX priests. That's going to stop. Going forward, I will only receive sacraments from SSPX clergy. As far as I'm concerned, I have been excommunicated from the post-conciliar synodal church of fiducius supplicants and Amoris Laetitia, but not the Catholic Church. If you like what you see, please like and share the video and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. You can also like and follow me on Facebook, X, Rumble, BitChute, and Substack. My first book, Until the Last Penny, is available on both ebook and paperback. It's a fictional story of a soul's journey through purgatory, and it is unapologetically Catholic. Get your copy by clicking the link in the description. And special thanks to Michael, Danny Rauch Jr., Colby C. Myers, and Mike for leaving reviews of my book on Amazon. Until my next video, God bless.